And now, Yeasty Healthy Spread in association with Garlic Gasp, the world's first and only garlic breath freshener, present to you Kenneth Kawano's epic
Slam
with Tarquin McPherson.
It was a big deal in France around the end of the Middle Ages. They called it the Grey Plague then, or sometimes the Green, Blue, or Brown Plague, depending. It has been referenced as the reason the French started eating snails, perhaps, as some critics have noted, in the conjunction with the rampant French kissing and the importation of cunnilingo practices from Italy, in an era preceding oral, vaginal, or any other form of hygiene. Close facial exposure, flying phlegm packets, ropes of copious mucus over secretions, not to mention hordes of uncatalogued parasites pervading every bodily orifice, and the sudden impulse to grab some motile shelled loogies out in the hedges by the latrines after a light shower. The meteorological type, that is. After one has built an appetite during a famine, having engaged in a hefty all-nighter of picking snot and lice from one's moustache and hairs from under the teeth, or vice versa. Well, snacking on those snails is just seem plausible, especially with some added salt for texture. Of course, since it was France, a fancy untranslatable new word was invented as a euphemism for increased marketability. The siege of the phlegm. Or the Great Plague. It was eventually eclipsed by the far more popular Black Plague, black being then, as now, the new black. And its pivotal role in the Gallic culinary idiocy was all but forgotten until I made it up just now. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
You're a splendid fellow. Yes, I'm my breasts.